Welcome to Talking Walking's 5-year walking forecast. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking. To mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking, we asked thought leaders to make their 5-year predictions about the state of walking in the fields in which they work and the places where they live. Respondents were asked to call a Skype number to lead their forecast, identifying who they were, what work they were doing that revolved around walking, and what their forecast was for walking in the next 5 years. We recorded these voice messages and reproduced them here. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Ryan Snyder, a transportation planner based in Los Angeles, California. In conjunction with a number of authors, he has coordinated the publication of a street manual called the Model Design Manual for Living Streets, a template that is being adapted by hundreds of towns and communities across the states, helping them to realign their transportation policies, putting people rather than vehicles as their key priority.
My name is Ryan Snyder. I'm a transportation planning consultant based in Los Angeles, California, in the U.S. I am presently working on a number of projects that revolve around walking. I have a street design manual that I coordinated the development of called the Model Design Manual for Living Streets. It's a template that many communities are using to design their streets, and it provides a way of designing streets really around people. So it's walking, bicycling, transit, and creating a great place for people to be. Many communities are customizing and adopting that manual. I'm also working on a number of Safe Routes to School projects that involve children walking to school and pedestrian planning for cities. My prediction for the next 5 years is that we'll see policy change. I don't anticipate that we'll see great changes in actually walking patterns or physical changes, because the physical changes that create the changes in behavior take a long time. I do think that in the past 5 years, we've made great progress as far as policy. The thinking has changed significantly, that we're now placing much more emphasis on bicycling and walking and in transit, and such that we're seeing more funding for walking. We're seeing a greater willingness to design streets around people. And I think that that will continue, and we'll see some slower progress with physical changes that we're starting to make with the funding that's coming in. And some places like New York and San Francisco, they have made progress with short-term projects where they'll take lanes of traffic away and simply put out planters and create space out of what used to be the roadway, create space for outdoor dining and just outdoor seating and some things like that. So we're seeing some pretty quick changes that way physically, but many of the changes to intersections that make it easier to cross the street and more inviting, and new sidewalks and improved sidewalks, those sorts of projects will take more time. But I do believe that in the long run, the policy changes that we'll see in the next 5 years will make a great deal of difference.
You've been listening to a 5-year walking forecast to mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking. This forecast was made by Ryan Snyder, a transportation planner from Los Angeles, California. To learn more about his work and the topics he mentions in his forecast, follow the links on the TalkingWalking.net website. Do revisit TalkingWalking.net, where you will find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 5-year walking forecast are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited in London. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.